in the play Death of a Salesman, Willie Loman's wife says, "He's not the finest character that ever lived, but he's a human being, and a terrible thing is happening to him, so attention must be paid. He's not to be allowed to fall into his grave like an old dog." What kind of attention do you mean?
I suppose she was speaking about the care and support that his family might give him, in that context. Of course, there is a larger context, which is social and even political, that a lot of people give a lot of their lives to a company, or even the government, and when they are no longer needed, when they are used up, they're tossed aside. I guess that would encompass it.
When Death of a Salesman opened in 1949, Brooks Atkinson wrote in his New York Times review that you had written a superb drama. He went on to say, "Mr. Miller has no moral precepts to offer and no solutions of the salesman's problems. He's full of pity, but he brings no piety to it." Is there more of a moral message in Salesman than Atkinson saw there?
It depends on your vantage point. Willie Loman's situation is even more common now than it was then. A lot of people are eliminated earlier from the productive life in this society than they used to be. I've gotten a number of letters from people who were in pretty good positions at one point or another, and then were just peremptorily discarded. If you want to call that a moral area, which I think it is, then he was wrong. What I think he was referring to was that the focus of the play is the humanity of these people, rather than coming at them from some a priori political position. I think that is true.
So many of your best plays, besides being personal tragedies, are also a commentary on society, similar to Ibsen's work. Do you feel one person's story can transcend itself and speak to all of us?
I think it depends primarily on the writer's orientation. There is a lot of work being done today which is very sharp, but there doesn't seem to be a moral dimension to them. In other words, they're not looking out beyond the personal story. That is a difficult thing to trace in a work. I suppose if you took Moby Dick, he could have written that as an adventure story about a whale and hunting it. Instead, it became a parable involving man's fate and his struggle for power, over God even. The intensification of a work generally leads in the direction of society if it is indeed intense enough.
What do you think are the core issues that a playwright should deal with?
There is no prescription that I know of. Whatever he feels intensely about and knows a lot about is the core issue for him. If he feels sufficiently about it and is well informed enough about it, factually and psychologically, emotionally, then that's the core issue. You make an issue. The issue isn't there, just lying around waiting to be picked up off the sidewalk. It is what the author is intense about in his life.